Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Gibbons. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tim Leary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tim Leary. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball four. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Matthews moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Say reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Durham moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive. Hall is thrown out after the base hit. Durham scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons strikes out. One out. Tim Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leary strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Gardenhire reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive towards first. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruthven bunts towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brooks. Bauer scores. Dernier moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Brooks reaches second base with a double. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leary spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Leary. Hall moves to third. Davis moves to second. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowa is walked intentionally. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Dick Ruthven. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Lee Smith now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman strikes out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gardenhire takes first base on ball 4. Oquendo moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sandberg scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Gibbons and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sandberg for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Say strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brooks hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibbons strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross Jones pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Danny Heap pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye F. Rom Wrigley Field in Chicago.